Here is the translation of the text into English. The text you provided is already in English. If you meant to translate it into another language, please let me know. Gold prices climb, set for fourth straight month of gains on rate cut cheer. Brent rises on Ukraine uncertainty, WTI disrupted by CME outage. Oil prices steady with Ukraine peace, OPEC Plus meeting in focus, set for weekly rise. EU should reject automakers' biofuel plea, says campaign group. Canadian Minister Guilbeault resigns from cabinet over government's deal with Alberta. Peruvian court sentences former President Castillo to over 11 years in prison for rebellion. Bolivia's bread shortage highlights subsidy reform challenge. Gold prices cool after surging on rate cut cheer Fed, chair speculation. Oil prices drop on expectations of ceasefire in Ukraine, unlocking Russian supply. Valuation reset hits Indian IT. Jefferies sees selective buys in mid-caps. Getty Images. CEO warns of UK exit if Shutterstock deal blocked. European luxury sector forecasts 5% sales growth in 2026 after two-year slump. Oracle and Vantage in talks for $38 billion loan to fund OpenAI sites report. CME glitch hits FX, commodities, and stock futures. Barclays sees Europe boost from ceasefire hopes, near-term relief for UK assets. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.85%. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.04%. Banks in talks to lend $38 billion to fund sites for OpenAI FT reports. CME futures options trading halted due to data center issue. Japan factory output climbs unexpectedly in OCT. Retail sales rebound. Tokyo CPI inflation remains steady in NOV. Slightly ahead of forecasts, Brazil creates fewer formal jobs than expected in October. Statistics Canada publishes amended schedule for trade data. Spanish Parliament rejects government's 2026 spending plan. Factbox: who are the leading candidates in Honduras presidential election? Cameroon's 2026 budget deficit set to double on higher spending needs. German consumer sentiment brightens modestly as holiday shopping begins. Eurozone economic sentiment edges up in November. Italy business sentiment posts surprise increase in November. Dollar on track for worst week in 4 months as case for Fed cut builds. Japan finalizes $117 billion extra budget to fund stimulus, mostly via debt. Germany to approve 2.9 billion euro in military procurement contracts, report. Morning bid, tepid end to torrid November. Epstein accuser Giuffre's ex-husband may join Australian estate battle. Trump says he could cut income tax completely through tariff revenue. Trump says he will permanently pause migration from third world countries. Swiss wealth tax proposal to test public appetite for redistribution. China's factory activity set to shrink for 8th month, Reuters poll. Trump says he may cut income tax completely because of tariff income. Bitcoin price today, steady above $91 after rebounding on Fed easing bets. Fanpla AG establishes in Zug to support global development of blockchain entertainment platform. Bitcoin price today, rebounds above $91K as Fed cut bets gain steam. Technance introduces institutional-grade infrastructure for exchanges, fintech platforms, and Web3 applications. Primex BT launches Black Friday offer with 77% off on BTC trading fees. S&P downgrades Tether's USDT stability rating on Bitcoin exposure. Bitcoin price today, muted at 87.6K with focus on rate cut bets. Fed reshuffle. Bybit Kazakhstan launches the country's first fully regulated P2P platform. DDC Enterprise acquires 100 Bitcoin, expanding holdings to 1,183 BTC. EOS climbs 10% in bullish trade. Stylus Education secures £250,000 from DFE's AI education program. Sampo reports purchase of 228,550 shares under buyback program. Serabi Gold reports strong Q3 with record production. Rising profits, DB Group expands global fintech ecosystem with new features, awards, and products.